So I'm joined by Graham Onions, and we're looking back on Graham's 11 favourite games of his first-class career, which is now in its 12th season. So let's start at the beginning, Graham. You made your debut, your county championship debut in 2004 against Derbyshire. What do you remember about that time? I mean, obviously, from talking to you, it's very clear that, playing for Durham is something you've always wanted to do.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably very proud moment of mine, something which I suppose I'll never forget. It seems like a distant memory, if I'm being honest. You know, it seems like a long time ago, and I mean, you look back at the scorecard, and I remember getting Steve Stubbins out as my first wicket. You know, caught by, actually, it was a good friend of mine, Marcus North. He was overseas when I first really started at Gateshead Fell. Obviously came in and did a good job for Durham as well, but I think for me it was just, as you said, you know, from having that moment with Jeff Cookin, doing a lot of coaching with him, he basically gave me an opportunity to do what I've wanted to do for such a long time. And it was, I suppose, a game which I'll never forget. Bowled a lot of overs. I wouldn't say that I was anywhere near the finished article, that's for sure. Went through some tough periods in that game, but it was, I suppose I look back now and I think, well, actually, it was a fantastic day, and something that I was, well, I'm obviously immensely proud of.
Yeah, I mean, just looking back, I mean, you were playing in the team at the time with lads like Liam Plunkett and Mark Davis. There was, although Durham was still not a strong county championship team at that time, there was a good crop of bowlers coming through at the same time together.
Yeah, there was. I mean, you look through that team and probably the squad, really. I mean, we had obviously John Lewis as captain. We had Pratt, Peng, Patterson. Obviously Plunkett, Bridge, Mark Davies, Graham Onions, all these quite young lads at the time. I suppose the future of the club, and for me to be part of that was great. You know, I remember I was quite raw. I bowled two lengths. I wasn't 100% sure of where the ball was going, and that was something over time. You know, you get to be an experienced player. You learn the tricks of the trade a little bit. You groove your skills, and from my debut to now was basically, when I say I didn't hit me lengths when I was younger, I couldn't bowl consistently to hit that top of off stump. And over the years and the wickets that I've taken, is that's one thing which I've done really, is I've tried to improve my length hitting more than anything. I've always been a type of bowler. I remember one of my first net sessions with Jeff, and he said to me, he said, you make things look very easy. And I said to Jeff, I said, well, it doesn't always feel very easy. But also he just said, well, no, you've got like a lovely long stride, and you seem, you know, kind of effortless at the crease. And I suppose that's one thing which I'll always kind of go back to, you know, when I have bad days or even when I have good days. I always think of that kind of net session. I always remember what Jeff said, you know, just momentum through the crease, and don't go too quick, and obviously vice versa, don't go too slow. And those are the types of things really on my debut that I remember really.
Yeah, and I mean, you played there as an 18-year-old. You played a university game a couple of weeks earlier. Were you starting that season hoping, expecting to be in the team? What was your? Do you remember what your sort of attitude was at the time?
I think you're hopeful. I think whenever you start the season, I say the same thing now. Really, I mean, my philosophy hasn't really changed. I always think if you have a good winter, you know, people say, have you wintered well? And, you know, what they mean by that really is, have you trained hard in the winter? Have you done your weight? Have you done your fitness? And I remember starting that season, you know, feeling really good, feeling strong, and I got given an opportunity. And you sometimes you need a little bit of luck, you need that opportunity. And I remember bowling in the university game, and I think I don't know what my figures or wickets were, but things went quite well. And of course, you know, Jeff Cook kind of says to you, look, you don't worry, you're going to be on the bus and you're going to be coming with us. And of course, straight away, you know, you feel all the hard work that you've done in the winter is kind of paying off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you remember the conversation when he told you you'd be playing?
I think, I mean, Jeff's quite a remarkable coach, really, where he doesn't, you know, he keeps his cards quite close to his chest, but he lets you develop as a cricketer without too much coaching. But equally, you know, if he feels it and give you, you know, that little golden nugget that you need, and you know, whether or not you didn't bowl in the net before a game and you went for a few runs that day, you'll say, you know, do you think you could have maybe bowled a little bit in the nets beforehand? And you know, it just makes you think, makes you. Without being a technical coach, he just gives you that little bit of information that makes you think about your game and how you develop and how you take your game forward.
And we've seen quite a few very impressive debuts for Durham the last couple of years. You think about people like Paul Coughlan and Usman Arshad, who just slipped into the side. Peter Chase recently. Is one of Jeff's strengths the environment he's created, that it's easier for lads to come through from the academy into the first team than it perhaps is elsewhere?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, you often get asked the question: is why do Durham keep producing so many good quality fast bowlers or quality cricketers? Not just fast bowlers. I mean, although there has been an outstanding amount of fast bowlers that have progressed from the academy to play for England, which is testament. That's not just luck. You know, that's testament to the club and to Jeff Cook. And I just believe that Jeff as a coach gives you that responsibility. And you know, there's times, certainly from my point of view, there's been times where I've doubted whether or not I'm good enough. You know, can I actually play at this kind of level? And that's not talking international cricket, that's talking, you know, sometimes second team cricket for Durham, and then obviously into the first team. There's times where I've really doubted myself, and Jeff's gave me that belief. As I said, without going too technical, of believing in my ability, really, and trying to take my game forward.
And it must help you as well, Graham, that in that team, I say you've got Liam Plunkett and Mark Davis, you've got Steve Harmison as well, who've come before you, local lads who made that breakthrough. That must make it a bit easier when you can see someone and think, well, I've netted with him, I've played with him, I can do that too.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely bang on, really. I mean, you talk about the people who I've grown up with, you know, Liam Plunkett. Obviously, he's obviously sadly moved on, and you know, Mark Davies and these guys who I've kind of aspired to be, like, you know, good pros, good cricketers. You've also got the other skills of people. Of Neil Killeen and obviously Steve Harmison. You know, you naturally, as a young fast bowler who wants to improve and wants to be as good as they can be, is you want to follow in their footsteps and the examples that they set and the wickets that they take. And I think the one thing which I remember when I was a kid, and I was walking around the ground, and I remember watching Martin Saggers when he was here. And I mean, there was obviously Simon Brown and as well, and there wasn't a great opportunity for Martin Saggers, and he moved on to a different county. But what I did think, as I, you know, asked him for his autograph and stuff like that, and you know, these guys are what I would class as like good quality old school pros. And I was thinking, you know, if I want to be like that, I didn't think myself I want to be one of the best bowlers for England. I just said I want to be a good quality pro. I want to bowl me overs, and I want to just put the hard work in. And as I've got older, I've obviously been slightly different, where that mentality's changed a little bit, and I've thought about, I want to put match winning performances in for my county and for the county which I love. And obviously, thankfully, over the years, I've been able to do that.
And what was the dressing room that you came into like? Because 2004 was probably the last real season that Durham actually struggled at county championship level. It was the year after things really took off.
Yeah, well, I remember it before, where as a young lad you come into the changing rooms and you know you do all your. It's a real funny one, actually, because you. I mean, Jeff had a knack of doing your fielding down when the game was going on. You'd have your fielding over the far side of the ground, you'd be hitting your catches and you'd be diving around and it freezing cold, but it was great fun. You know, we had Gary Scott, Stuart Walker, and had all these guys coming through. And you know, once the first team had finished their lunch, we would go up and we'd have our lunch afterwards, and it was very much a stay out of the way of the first team. You know, times have changed where it's very more mixed changing room, which I think is fantastic and testament to John Lewis. But I think, remember back at the time, you know, you come at the changing rooms and I look at the scoreboard and it would often be, you know, 50 for 5 or 60 for 6. And, you know, it was it was quite an awkward dressing room, if I'm being honest. It was very much, I want to be part of it and I want to be involved and I want to learn from these people. But it was often England will get Durham, sorry, were often getting beaten. So obviously that as you touched on there, when I did start to come in, things were more into place, and I was starting to come in when Durham were just starting to get grips of things, and they were just starting to sign players and kind of build the team up a little bit. And I suppose for me it was a great learning environment. You know, we still weren't a particularly great county, but we were getting better, and the work ethic was there, and the foundations were there to try and get us to improve and get better, really.
And I guess it's a bit of a double-edged sword, because for you coming through then into a struggling side, it's obviously harder to start out, but it's easy to actually get your opportunity than maybe some of the lads who have been trying to break through in recent years.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, when you're getting beat every week and it's tough, it's quite easy to give these lads opportunities or give myself opportunities. You know, when teams are doing well, it's very hard for people, to either a batter or a bowler, to break into that side. And, you know, when I came in, we were going through a bit of a change, and I did get an opportunity to play. Obviously, Steve Thompson was away with England a lot, so he created a space straight away, and I kind of fitted into that mould where I was an opening fast bowler and bowled quite quick, could take me wickets. But then, obviously, when you look at it over the years that they've gone on, is I've cemented my place in the side. But then you've had guys, you know, likes of, you know, Mitch Clayton, Liam Plunkett, towards the end of his time at Durham. You know, they had to move on. You know, they had to move on because we were winning the championship, and there's a lot of guys not happy because they weren't playing. Mm. And that's as a player, that's one of the worst things, because you're a good bowler and you're desperately trying to get in. But actually, at the time, we're winning games, and it's very hard to change your side, really.
And in terms of that Derbyshire game, I mean, I guess as a young new ball bowler, you just want to get involved in the game as soon as possible, but you had no play at all on the first 2 days of that game. I mean, that must have been frustrating, to put it mildly.
Yeah, and then it was one of those things where you kind of toss the coin. You think, well, whoever wins the toss, yeah, we're not going to bowl, because I remember it was being like quite a cold day. The wicket was quite damp, quite cold. But actually, it was just nice for me to play, just to say, like, yeah, because I think I knew for 2 days basically that I was playing, but obviously it rained for 2 days, so
yes.
I that's the worst thing. You were champing at the bit, really. You just want to really kind of get the ball in your hand and bowl.
And it must be a bit of a relief, obviously, like any young cricketer, you made a lot of sacrifices, you decided not to go to university, you had quite a promising badminton career, but you threw your lot in with cricket. So it must be a relief when you've got that first championship game out of the way and you can say, I am a county championship cricketer.
Yeah, but I mean, Stuart, I certainly didn't think, just because I made my debut, that I was anywhere near good enough to play at this level. I mean, I certainly got a lot of confidence from getting on the bus and going to Derby and playing, and of course getting your first wicket and feeling and part of the team. But I certainly didn't feel as though I was, of course I wasn't a finished article, but I certainly wasn't anywhere near confident of thinking, right, well, I'm going to have a 10-year career here. Or I was just very much quite focused and quite driven on trying to be better, because I knew I had to be. I obviously had attributes that Jeff liked and the club wanted, but equally those ideally, I mean, not that I've got regrets, but if I could have ideally had, if I'd learned my skills at a slightly younger age, then of course that would have been ideal. It took me a little bit longer to really work out what type of bowler I was, but that's one of those things, really. But yeah, I mean, I remember vividly signing my first contract, sitting in Austin's with Jeff Cook, and basically my mum on my left hand side, my dad on the right hand side, and Jeff was basically just looking at us, and he basically just said, look, we want Grant to come along and basically come and bowl at the first team, lads. And of course I remember thinking, well, I said to my mum and dad, I said, well, can I do it? Can I please do it? And they looked at each other, and they both, without hesitation, just said, look, Graham, it's up to you. If this is what you want to do, then you go for it. and I can't thank them enough. Really, I would have thought there'd be a lot of parents out there that would have said, "Oh no, look, you've got to go, you've got to do your degree, or you've got to carry on doing whatever." But you know, my mum and dad have been very supportive, and they've spent a lot of money on petrol, you know, ferrying me around everywhere, and yeah, I suppose I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, and that first season, you took the 9 wickets in the year. They were obviously just dipping you in at that stage, getting a feel for it. I guess you kind of need that as a young bowler, don't you, sometimes? It's nice to think you can just be thrown in and sink or swim, but sometimes you just need that gradual easing into.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, you see that nowadays with England. You seem to with Mark Wood, and I think he's a better bowler than I was at that age, that's for sure. But you often see people, you know, they show a little potential and they just go straight into the deep end, and they just basically push them in, and it's as you say, you know, you kind of sink or swim. You either really kind of do really well, or it can be a really tough season. And I think Durham probably did the right thing. I didn't play loads of games, but I I did okay. But there was certainly time. I think I averaged for the first 5 years of my career, I think I probably averaged around about 34. My average was. I remember looking at my average thinking, well, actually, I've got a lot of potential. My average is nowhere near as good as it can be. But over the years, as I got a bit more compact and knowing what I wanted to bowl and what type of bowler and what skills I had, then, you know, that average, well, the wickets went up and the average came down.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you'll be able to hear more from Graham in the coming weeks about some of his favourite games as a Durham and England cricketer. But that's it for now for the first episode of Bunny's First 11. Don't forget that this is Graham's benefit year, and if you want to learn more about all the events he's holding this year, you can find out about them at grahamonionsbenefityear.co.uk. Thanks a lot, and until next time, goodbye.